So I'll turn it over now to you, Lydia.
Thank you, Rita. So I just want to remind you, as we go through the discussion, be sure to use your microphone and identify yourself by name for the folks who have joined us on the web. We're here today to begin what I hope is a long and successful process. This workshop was put together to examine the issues that face women of color in academia, and it is a part of a larger problem of people of color generally in science, engineering, math, and medicine nationally. The demographics of the country is changing quite rapidly. The demographics of the scientific and technical fields is not changing as rapidly, and that puts at risk the enterprise of the country in maintaining our standing globally. And so this workshop was constituted to examine the issues that face women, to look at potential solutions, to see where there are gaps in information that might be valuable as institutions examine their policies and practices to take advantage of the changing demographics and to ensure that the STEM fields remain strong by using all of our local talent. And I think we should distinguish that this is a workshop and not a National Academy Committee report. And I was not aware of the difference, so I'll bet you aren't either. And the difference is that a committee is constituted to examine all of an issue and to come to some kind of consensus upon it. A workshop is brought together from the community, so it's a trickle-up process, whereby the community and the stakeholders reflect upon the situation and provide examples that can be used by others. This is the first time that such a workshop report has been summarized, because the committee that Florence and I co-chaired felt that the work done by the workshop would be incomplete and would join yet a very large number, become just another one of the many attempts that have been made to try to address some of these issues. And so with the help and the support of many offices, not just Kitty's, we decided that it would be easiest for institutions to get into this information if we could summarize the key findings of the report in a much more accessible, shorter document than the full report. Both are available at the website. In addition, we prepared, and by we, I really mean Kitty and Wei and people here at the Academy, with our editing help, but really, they did an enormous amount of very good work, to put together a slide deck, which is also available. And these documents are available on the homepage of the National Academy, so it's very easy to find. And they are for stakeholders, interested folks out there, to use as a starting point for reflecting upon things that can be done within your own setting. Because one of the first things that we know is that institutions are all differ in local culture and climate and practices. And so solutions that work in one setting may not work as they exist in another setting, but they provide an example and they provide evidence of what can be done. I'm going to turn it over to Florence now.
Thank you very much, Lydia. I want to start by simply thanking Catherine, Didion, and her staff, because this is really a product of a lot of hard work from that side of the team. And I also want to thank Lydia, because when we set out to do this, Lydia said, I want you to be my co-chair. And I was happy to do that. I would have been part of this team no matter what, but to have the invite to co-chair, it was really quite wonderful. I am, as a woman of color, really, really happy about this production. Lydia and I had a lot of ideas about what could come out of a workshop, but having the community come together the way in which the Academy brought members of the community together made this a very special document. Special in the sense that the data that was called came from all professions, came from many different researchers and folk who were interested in these questions. But in addition to that, the participants in the workshop nuanced that data so that we could have a sense of what it meant. It's fine to have data points, but if you have no idea what some of the experiences are attached to the data, it makes no sense. It doesn't drive things forward. And the next thing I would say, I thought about this very, very hard as we were talking about dissemination. And one of the things that I know people listening on the web and reading the document will certainly point to similarities in terms of the list of things that were pulled together here. But I think it's the first time that I feel we always talk about the pushing from the bottom, but you also need the pushing from the top. And to have the academy involved in this way, thanks to Kitty again, having them involved this way allows us really to think about this as a tool as we disseminate it into the larger community. And so I think Lydia is right on mark. There is not a cookie cutter model here that says these are the solutions, but there are many solutions possible, and they address the many challenges that we've been talking about for, in my lifetime, I know 30 years, so a long time. And we hope that this one will allow us to really, and when I say us, I mean those of us in the community, to really connect with our institutions and each other to go forward and come up with those changes that we sorely need. And those changes for women and women of color also means changes for women throughout the community. So, and that's the very special part for me.
Before I turn it over for further discussion, I'd like to add a few points. We pulled in the slide deck, which is on the screen behind me, at least the beginning of it, I hope. Yes. Is about 16 or so slides. There are four or five slides which are really kind of key, and the folks here in the room have them at their bench in a stapled format. There are a few things which are generalizable, and I think these slides really summarize those issues. So the first is an examination of the career pathways of women of color in academia. And on that slide, Donna Ginther and Shalamut Khan, statisticians and psychologists who have spent a long time studying these issues, found that women of color are less likely than their white colleagues to, first of all, graduate from college, second of all, obtain a PhD in science and engineering, and finally, to obtain a tenure-track job in a non-minority-serving institution. Women of color, on the other hand, are more likely to be employed in a non-tenure-track position or to be employed at a minority-serving institution. So this came out of a plethora of data, which you can see the full amount of it in the report and in the summary. Once you know that those are the issues, then the question is, what are some of the things that can be done to change that trajectory, and why does that happen? And we examined both at the workshop, and you will find summaries of that in the slides and in the document. This particular event is to focus on things that can happen within agencies of the federal government and professional societies that serve all of us as practitioners of science, medicine, engineering, and technologies. So the other slides that I've brought out are two slides which highlight the written testimony of professional societies, which laid out their practices, which are being done to help ameliorate this problem of we are way underrepresented with respect to our numbers. Women of color, women who face the double bind, many of us in this room, we represent a very small number of people. We are such a small number of people that one of the problems with the data is that often you cannot slice it because there's only one of us or two of us. And while we know who we are, the federal regulations make it difficult to break that information down because of the privacy considerations and so forth. So what you, the other two slides I wish to highlight are those practices and recommendations from professional societies. And finally, there is a slide which has a summary of Shirley Malcolm's summary lecture that she gave at the end. And in that slide, which is not in this, I forgot to get it here, but it's in the slides, and maybe we can put it up.
It's up now.
It really summarizes much of the information of the whole conference, both of things that can be done and things that that should be done and things that need to be done. So, as I say, these are available to you to download from the National Academy site. Take information from them, add information, use them in ways, and tell people about them. We hope to have several of these kinds of events because we would like this to work on a trickle-up theory from us to deans, provosts, presidents, society presidents, to begin to really make some much-needed change. Now.